You're listening to The Right Radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Hold on to your hat. Strap on your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelts. Hold on to your hat. Get ready for the ride of your life. The show with no name. It's show with no name time.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. That's right. It's time for the nonstop rocket ship to wherever you want to go. Nacho, tell them what it's called.
It's a show with no
name. Conecta con nosotros en Twitter, arroba IM Alberto Alonso. Participa a través de la app de Vaughan Radio. Y no te olvides los viernes seguirnos en Facebook Live.
The show with no name.
That's right, folks. That's right. It's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughan Radio. And we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
Nacho Macho Man. I've got to be a Nacho Man.
That's right, it's Nacho in the house for another exciting edition of The Show with No Name 2.0. Your totally interactive, exciting English show. And we're on the air every day from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. That's right, you heard right. We take you from your morning into your afternoon, and we do it with style, having fun and learning as we go. And well, folks, we have got an amazing show for you today. As always, Fridays are special days. And well, Fridays, we also have our battle cry. Nuestro himno de guerra, right? Would you say it that way, Nacho? Himno, our battle cry. And I think it goes something like T-G-I-F. Folks, thank God it's Friday. We made it through another week. And so give yourselves a pat on the back. But wait, let's not jump the gun. No nos vamos a adelantar. We're not there yet. I can see the finish line, but we still got some work to do before lunchtime. But remember, here it's fun work. We're going to learn tons of different things today, but we've got some special guests joining us in the studio. I told you that Trisha was coming, and those of you who have been listening to the show for some time now, you'll probably recognize her. So we'll start by introducing her. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Trisha.
Hey, hey, hey.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you doing today?
Good, good. That could be be better, could be worse.
Yeah.
That's what keeps me going
yeah.
in life in general, you know. I could be having a martini, you know, looking at a beautiful sunset, or I could be, you know, homeless, living on the street. So somewhere between there is happiness, right? How are you?
I'm really good. You could be having a martini right now.
I think I could get fired for that.
Okay.
I mean, I guess I could, but Nacho, you wouldn't tell, would you? Do not. As long as we give him a martini, too.
Right.
We've got that Friday energy already. We're talking martinis, margaritas. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
It's not your first time here with us.
No.
How many times
have you... this is my fourth time, maybe fifth.
Fourth. I was going to say if it was the third time's a charm. But
yep.
We can also change it. Fifth time is a charm. Do you know how to say that in Spanish? The third time's
a charm?
A charm? It's similar.
Maybe it's like la tercera con suerte or something. I don't know.
I think it's a la tercera mala vencida, no? It's like la tercera es la buena.
Okay.
We say the third time is a charm in English. So I was talking to the listeners about you, but maybe some of them, we always have new listeners too, don't know you. Tell us about Tricia Audette. Canadian, living in Madrid, doing so many different shows that she creates for kids, for all ages, bringing English to Madrid is that's where my listeners are interested. Tell us a little bit about yourself for those of us who don't know you.
Okay, so I came to Spain 9 years ago, and I was originally an English teacher, so I spent about 5 years in the education system working as a teacher, and about 4 years ago, I left because I wanted to make some changes in education, so I started doing what I call motivational comedy.
Okay.
So I was using English as a platform to, and comedy as a way to get people, students interested in English and interacting.
Yeah, not just learning, but hooked on it.
Yeah, kind of. So showing them that English is more than just a textbook.
Yeah, perfect continuous.
Yeah,
right.
And I think people are really surprised to see that when they take themselves out of the classroom, they see that they actually know more than they think.
Sure, and I think I always tell people, you don't need a classroom to learn. I can guarantee that.
Yeah.
Like I learned the French word for exit at Charles de Gaulle Airport.
Yeah, exactly.
Why? Because everybody was leaving the airport and said sortie. And I said, I guess that's exit.
Yeah.
You know? So you could learn anywhere, at the supermarket.
Absolutely.
Watching TV.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can learn as well. But the key is, and I think what you're getting at here, and it's what our motto here on the show is, got to have fun.
Exactly. You got to enjoy it. So then you're motivated. You know,
right.
If you're doing it for a chore, then
it feels like a chore. You don't want to do it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I feel comedy is a really good way to interact with because it's very, I don't know how to say it in English. In Spanish, it's like gestual, no? Like very expressive.
Sure. It transcends more than language, like verbal language.
Yeah.
You know?
Like I always say, it's not so important what you're saying. It's how you're saying it. So your
right.
body language is really important. So
sure.
if you're being expressive and you're using your body and you're making mistakes,
yeah.
no one's going to care,
that's
right?
I think that's why talking on the phone is, at least to my students, the hardest one.
Oh, it was the hardest for me learning Spanish.
Because you don't have a face. You
yeah.
don't have gestures. You're like, is this person angry? Or
yeah.
is this person helpful? I mean, what's going on here?
Yeah. It's incredibly hard. So, so I felt like comedy was a way to motivate people and get them seeing that they really do understand more. And I would start getting people on stage and teachers would say, those students don't even participate in class. And I would get them on stage with me speaking
in
English.
So that's the stage fright problem there.
Yeah.
Because one problem is knowing enough vocabulary, you know, being confident, but then there's that stage fright thing.
Yeah, I call it the vergüenza effect, you know?
Yeah.
And I experienced it myself learning Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
When you're not comfortable in the language, it's you feel like people are going to judge you if you make a mistake, you know?
Sure. Now, we all know that that's not true. And anyone who is judging you for trying to speak another language, you don't want to be hanging out or talking to that person anyway.
Yeah. They probably don't speak another language, you know?
Usually those people are the ones who don't speak another language.
Yeah.
So you should never laugh at, and I don't think, I've seen it very, very few times. Maybe laugh in a way, laughing with someone instead of laughing at them.
Yeah.
You know, like my wife calling a puppy a poopy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right there, I was like, sorry, but that's funny.
Yeah, exactly.
You just said caquita, not cachorro. You know, it's a very different thing there, you know.
Yeah.
And but you learn. You live and you learn by making mistakes, right?
Exactly.
I mean, you don't learn by just... you know, sitting there in your comfort zone saying, well, hello, goodbye, thank you, I'm fine. I had in my classes, I banned the, I'm fine, thank you, and you? I'm like, you can't answer that. No.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not allowed to use that one ever again.
Yeah.
So.
You know what I would like to ban?
What?
When I would go into class, say, what did you do on the weekend? They're like, I went to my pueblo. I'm like, you didn't.
Yeah.
It's impossible that
make
all 30
up.
Went. Maybe you went to the cinema. Who cares? Invent it.
And one of those words is Spanish, pueblo.
Yeah.
You know? So, all right. Well, so you're from Canada, living in Madrid.
Yeah.
Passionate about people, entertaining,
yeah.
educating. I love the word now, edutainment.
Edutainment, that's
what,
great.
That's
yeah.
what we like too. We
yeah.
we kind of educate and entertain at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
So I that's basically how I got into comedy. And then one day a couple of fellas, do your listeners know the word fellas?
Fellas, probably. Fellas is guys.
Yeah, guys.
People, you know?
Yeah, they said, do you want to do stand-up? I'm like, I don't know. And then they sent me a flyer with my photo on it, and I was like, oh, I like the way that looks. I'll give it a try. And the rest is history. I started doing
like,
stand-up.
If you put out posters, I guess I have to go, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, if my name's on there, I'm
and
not...
my face.
be false advertising.
Right.
And then one thing just led to another, and I started running open mic stand-up here in Madrid. I did that for the past 3 years, and I've kind of taken a pause on that to explore a new show that I have with a Spanish comedian.
All right.
Who I met, who was, he, now, he does stand up in Spanish, but he was going to New York and he wanted to learn how to do it in English.
Great.
Right? Because if you can perform in more than one language, you have more opportunities.
And if you're funny, you're funny.
Yeah.
If you're a funny, if you can make funny observations and things, well, doesn't
yeah.
matter. Language is... You know, aside from that.
Yeah, you know, like yeah. comedy is a universal language.
Right, right.
Yeah. So he reached out to me about a year ago to practice his English monologue. And then eventually now we have a show together. It's his first show in English.
Wow.
And we're doing a show in English on Gran Vía.
Okay, so this is, first of all, Gran Vía is Broadway.
Yeah.
No, si yeah. lo comparamos, I think Gran Vía
yeah.
is Broadway. So
yeah.
you made it to the big time.
I went from my living room to Broadway.
To my living room to Lavapiés to Broadway.
Exactly. Yep.
Next stop, Hollywood.
That's the plan.
Hey, who
you
knows?
Coming?
Who knows? It's hard now with the baby. I'll have to see what I can do with her.
Because you're an actor yourself, right?
Yeah, I studied theater. I got a bachelor in fine arts in theater, and I've always been, doing family shows.
Yeah.
Before I had a microphone, I was using a hairbrush.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure we have that
yeah,
in
yeah.
common, always putting on a show. And so you and Fernando, well, let's introduce the other half of TYF. So if the first part is Trisha E, the second part, the F is Fernando. Hello.
Hello, and thank you for the introduction.
Great, great. So, Fernando, first I have to say you're very brave.
Yes, and somebody won't learn English and her bon radio that I before said bon hon.
Yeah, because nos llaman todo menos bon.
Yeah, I am Spanish, say bon hon. But some people heard bon radio and other people go to the class. But me say I won't learn English. I do a show.
Hey, why not?
Learn
you gotta dive in. Hay que tirarse de cabeza. You gotta
yeah.
dive in, as we say. You
no
know?
Fear, no fear.
Jump in with both feet.
Yeah.
So this is great because this reminds me. Do you know the comedian? I'm sure you know Eddie Izzard.
Yes, yes, yes.
When
yes.
he came to Madrid,
yeah,
he said por mis huevos, as they say in Spanish.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
cojones.
Do por mis cojones. Voy a hacer este show en español.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and he did,
and people loved it.
And they loved it.
It's something typical Spanish. It's the Spanish person. Say, do you? Another person say, do you want cojones to do this?
No, I love that one.
Yeah.
No, I will.
Yeah.
That's the way to get any Spanish person to do anything. You just
yeah.
have to say three words. No, I will. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I found it works. A friend of mine almost jumped in front of a train, and I was like, okay, I believe you.
You can stop this track.
I swear. Whoa. It's such a powerful three words in this, you know. So, New York. Were you living in New York or were you just working out there? Or?
I visited New York the last year in December and do comedy shows in stand-up. Try in open mics. Wow. Open mic.
Yeah. What is open mic in Spanish? Se llama igual? Open mic?
We copy the, the title.
Es un foro abierto. Everybody
it's
can.
The same.
Okay.
Somebody say micro abierto, but look. open mic is cool.
Open mic sounds better, man.
yes. And, but it's different because in Spain, the open mics go public, go another person and understand that you prove your text. And,
right. You're trying something.
People do very clap and
they support you. Te apoyan.
Yeah.
Right.
But in New York,
they're like, "Boo, get out of here!"
No. Okay. Simple. No public. Only comedians. And you go.
So you're entertaining other comedians.
Yeah.
That's a difficult audience.
And other open mics. And
right.
When I went. 5, 6, 10 person, and the person that do his show left.
Oh, so they don't even wait. They're like, okay, thank you, goodbye.
I believe they go, maybe these people help me to the text. you, this good, this bad.
I like this joke. I don't like that one.
But the people.
That's weird. I didn't know that. You're like, okay, well. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week. So this is great. So tell me about, the initiative is called TYF. It's a good name. Very easy. It's Trisha and Fernando. Fernando. If you guys want to follow them, social media, the website, give us all the information.
Yeah, so you can find us on Instagram and Facebook, TYF Comedy.
Okay.
And, and then our website, tyfcomedy.com.
All right, and you can find out about their upcoming show.
Yeah, it's coming up Monday, so it's our premiere in Madrid.
This is awesome.
We did the first show in Calgary, Canada, a month ago. So we've got a feel for what the audience is going to experience, and we're pretty excited. Yeah.
And so it's basically the show is called Live or Love Story.
It's Live Story.
Live, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So Fernando
the I is definitely more prominent than the O.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we just saw a funny movie ad for Love Story. We thought it was so funny, the poster. So but it's a Live Story. So it's
I like it. It's a play on words, a pun.
Yeah, and it's great because it's sketch and stand up. So we bounce between the two.
Right.
We go back and forth. So what?
So you play different characters, but then you also talk to the audience and say, bueno, el otro día.
Yeah.
That's right. And so what's great about sketch is that if you're learning English and you're new to the language and you get lost, you can start over in 7 minutes. It's not like you're at a show for 90 minutes and you have no idea what's going on.
Right.
Because it's in 7 minute sections.
It's like haciendo zapping, and you're seeing different,
Sure.
I think in the Spanish public that if you lose in a chart in 5 minutes, start another.
Right. So you're not going to get lost because of your English level.
Exactly.
If you have a low English level, you can follow along.
Exactly. And actually, in fact, that's what we're hoping. We really want to, like, get a lot of Spanish people out to show so that they can feel like, you know what? I do understand a lot. And maybe it'll motivate them to push a little bit harder and do other things in English, you know?
Sure. I mean, guys, a lot of my students are asking me constantly, what can I do in English?
Mm-hmm.
What activities? And I remember 11 years ago, let's say, when the show started.
Yeah.
I think all I could say was Madrid Players, which I think that was it. There was just one English theater group, and that was it in Madrid.
Yeah.
And now, it's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many options in English. Most of them are Trisha's initiatives.
I've been around. And I don't know. Gran Vía now feels like a step in the right direction, you know, because Madrid's a big capital city. More English, you know?
Yeah, sure. When I got here, you said the word English and people would hide. Se escondía la gente.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's changing.
Yeah.
Now people are like, okay, it's just English. You know, it's not that bad. It's not that difficult.
Yeah.
So it's called Live Story,
mm-hmm.
Comedy Shorts in English.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us, you said Monday, give us show times, where to get tickets. I mean, it sounds interesting, but we want to know how we can go.
Okay, so it's at La Chocita del Oro, Gran Via, mm-hmm. 70. And you can go to atrapalo.com. Type in Live Story, and it'll come right up.
So, anatrapalo.com,
mm-hmm.
you guys have live, como en directo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Live Story,
mm-hmm.
and you can pick up tickets. It's 8:30 p.m. is the premiere.
Yeah, Monday, October 14th. Or you can go to the website, tyfcomedy.com.
Let's do it right now.
And there's a link right there, and then you can also see about if you're working in a school or in education, this show is mobile, so we'll come to you.
Great, so this is good too. I know there's a lot of schools always looking for different things,
yeah.
and associate, well, corporations as well.
Events, yeah.
And it says here, TYF Comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Reír a carcajadas en inglés y español.
Yeah.
Laugh your ass off. In English. And in Spanish, and a little bit of Spanglish, I imagine, too, right?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. Mainly, Fernando does shows in Spanish, and eventually we're going to do shows in both languages.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of tapping into English right now because it's not a saturated market, and there's lots of room, you know?
Sure, sure.
So,
yeah, you have a lot of maybe more traditional, like, children's theater. You know, you have a lot of that, like, traditional stuff. Like, they're doing Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
But where's the other, where's the, you know, the comedy, the mm-hmm. open mics, the improvs,
yeah.
that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And it's really, our show is based on life in Madrid and relatable topics, you know, things that people will identify with. We have the Spanish on there too, because Fernando's got his show on there. He's been a fixture at La Chocita de Loro en Gran Via for many years.
It's a very well-known, es muy conocido el sitio. It's a very well-known place.
I would
place.
Say it's the best comedy club.
More of 20 years.
Mm.
Oh, wow. So it's been around for more than 20 years.
Yeah.
Not in the Gran Via, but the Chocita de Loro.
The establishment, yeah.
Yeah, 22 maybe years.
So it's a staple. It's a staple in Madrid comedy there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So
if you're a comedian, that's where you want to be.
Awesome. Awesome. So. Well, I've heard of it a million. I mean, the place is, you know, it's like saying, you know, what's the other one? Galileo Galilei. It's one of those famous places in Madrid.
Yeah, yeah.
That one for music more than comedy, but, you know.
You go to the Chocita one Saturday and do it 7 or 9 show of comedy in the Saturday afternoon.
Right.
Because I had 2 salas.
Yeah, there are two rooms.
Yeah. And, constantemente.
Constantly. Ibas bien. Ibas ahí. Ibas ahí.
No
this. Comedy and comedy. Like cinema. Go with the, how come comedian in the 6 o'clock? You want another.
And I'm sure too, this is a great thing about going to see a lot of different comedians too. You discover new talent.
Yeah.
Ah, este tío no lo conozco. I didn't know this guy.
Yeah.
He's great. I love him.
Yeah.
You know?
In the Chocita are many photos when all the people.
All the performers. Right.
They do working in the Chocita.
So it's like
amazing.
A museum too.
Yeah.
It has all the history.
Yeah.
Right.
Stars on the TV show now that like Danny Rovira, Pablo Motos.
Sure.
Yeah.
Entonces sí que he estado.
Yeah.
I was there with my friend Damian on El Hormiguero.
Okay.
And he said, aquí es donde empezamos.
Yeah.
So I have been there. See, my memory is not too good.
Well, I 3 chocitas. Maybe you go another chocita, but in all chocitas
owned by the same
the photos.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, guys, before we got to go to a commercial break, but before we do that, I want to leave the listeners because we do a section where we hear a lot of famous people. Well, we hear one famous person speaking every day, and the listeners have to write down what they hear and also guess who's speaking. It's a section we call Say What? Say what?
What?
right, all right. Well, you're looking at the script. So I was going to ask you if you could guess it, but now you already know who it is. So that doesn't count.
I cheated.
Well, it's not cheating because I didn't tell you not to look. You know what I mean? It wasn't. I didn't say don't look at that. So, all right. Well, guys, remember now, if you're just going to tell us who it is, you're not doing the English part of the exercise. Because a lot of times people are like, it's Bob Dylan. I'm like, yeah, and now what did he say? So, guys, remember, I don't expect you to get all this in one shot. That's why you're going to hear it four times at the top of, well, this one at the bottom of this half hour. But you're going to hear this a total of four times. Nacho, let's hear it for the first time, please.
Blondes, brunettes, redheads, girls in tank tops. But if you really hate that color, I have a friend who does hair, and he owes me a favor.
All right. All right. Now, you know who it is. But if you didn't, what would you say about that voice? Sounds like a cool dude.
Yeah, it's
like
very sexy.
He's got like a little raspy kind of, I don't know. All right. Well, guys, you're going to hear it three more times. Right now, we're going to a quick commercial break. But we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So, stick around.
Vuelve el seminario que tanto éxito está teniendo sobre emprendimiento y liderazgo, con dos líderes, Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado. Y esta vez, Richard Vaughan lo impartirá en inglés. No faltes a esta nueva convocatoria, jueves 24 de octubre, de 16:30 a 20:30 horas, en la sede central de Vaughan, en la calle Orense 69, primera planta. Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/seminario.
The Vaughan Group, founded 43 years ago, is the largest and most successful English training company in Spain. With 450 teachers, 14 branch offices, 9 radio stations, and a daily TV program on Televisión Española. The reason for the success of our company, since the very beginning, is the clearly differentiated quality of our teachers. All the rest is simply support and adornment. Logically, therefore, I am a resolute defender of the figure of the teacher, and any approach to language acquisition that doesn't include the catalyzing role of a strong, impressive teacher will never succeed in taking the student from point A to point B in language acquisition. And this, of course, includes the digital online approaches to language acquisition. I use the expression language acquisition and not language learning because to reach a solid working command of a second language requires hundreds and sometimes thousands of hours of hard work and focus. Shortcuts or painless solutions don't exist. The student must make a strong effort over a long period of time and will most likely falter or lose heart if there isn't a powerful motivational force that makes the process stimulating and that pushes the student to persevere. This motivational force is the teacher, provided, of course, that the teacher is of superb quality. Digital online approaches are excellent as a complement to the teacher or as a good way to make money over the short term or medium term. However, as I have witnessed over the past 45 years teaching English, all the innovative approaches that have tried to bypass the teacher fail. I repeat, they don't fail financially, or at least in the short term or medium term, but they fail completely to take the student from point A to point B. That is, from a clearly insufficient command of the language to a clearly sufficient command. Everybody remembers the many boring teachers they had in primary school, secondary school, or higher education. However, we also remember the few teachers who impressed us and made the learning process fun or stimulating. It would not have mattered what subject the teacher was teaching. We would have liked it and benefited from it. If the teacher is cool, the subject is cool. With an outstanding teacher, suddenly Shakespeare or algebra become interesting and easy to assimilate. Only an outstanding teacher can radically change the learning curve. Why? Because to win a student's brain, you have to go through the heart. When learning becomes an emotional experience, then the learning curve can reach supersonic speeds. This cannot, I repeat, be achieved through online solutions. Therefore, don't trust online programs to solve your English learning objective. They may be a good complement, but they will not solve your problem. Only the powerful incentive of a powerful teacher will do this for you. And here in Vaughan, you will find powerful teachers.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to
Show with the Name.
Right, folks, it's the Show with No Name 2.0, and we're having a great time here chatting with our friends Trisha and Fernando in the house. Fernando, you're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you.
Serious, man. For somebody, hey, you know, you're learning English, and I'll tell you something, it's not easy to get on stage and perform in English. It's not easy to get on the radio and talk English.
Learn English, you know, in the air.
Hey, it's the best way to learn. Doing it, you know, explicit.
Yeah.
We've exposed you here.
But sometimes I do like understand, but not understand.
Hey, I know what you mean. I do it like most of my life.
Yeah.
Con el inglés también.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I understand.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
What is that?
When the other person what?
I always say, just nod your head. Solo asienta la cabeza.
Fernando's been guilty of that.
Yeah. Like, Trisha's like, I told you three times yesterday. You're like, me contaste eso.
Do you remember your what?
Right. So tell me about the new show. So it's, again, it's the website, guys, is TYF Comedy. What can people expect? As you said, there's going to be sketch comedy. There's going to be, of course, stand up, stuff like this. What kind of things are you, do you touch on? What
surprise.
Okay, all right. I like it.
We talk about some experiences that I've had as a foreigner, or giddy, as you would maybe call me,
right,
living in Spain. So, and then just kind of exaggerating those experiences. We touch on relationships a little bit and those interactions, and just everyday life and things that we've lived. No?
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's based on real stuff. It's based on real experiences.
Yeah, I think the best comedy are things that are based on reality, and then
sure,
obviously extending it to make it, you know, more interesting in case
Seinfeld.
Your life's not interesting.
Look at Seinfeld. Seinfeld just taking these little mundane things like the It's Me.
Yeah.
Do you remember that episode?
I'm not sure. Remind me.
There's
what
an episode where somebody rings the buzzer, Seinfeld's buzzer, and he goes, hello, who is it? And he goes, and it was a girl he started dating. And she's like, it's me. And he goes, Elaine? And she goes, no, it's me. She goes, George? And then he got upset. He's like, she it's me'd me. We just met last week. You don't it's me. So, soy yo, no lo haces hasta que conoces a alguien al largo plazo. So it's about these little things like that normally we think about and dismiss.
Yeah, yeah.
And he kind of, you know, just scrutinizes. He rips them apart until you're like, I can't believe she it's me'd me. You know, so comedy's about that. Seeing the world around you through, you know, comical eyes, finding the humor, even in a horrible situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I usually like to afrontar. How do you say that in English?
Face
to face a lot of life challenges with comedy. Yeah. Right.
Sure. Hey, well, a lot of times in my life, I find myself laughing not to cry.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to laugh now because if not, the other option is.
it's actually good for your health.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think you got to laugh every day. Now, it's not always easy.
It's
especially
not.
If you watch like normal TV, you know.
Yeah.
Guys, the show is going on. It's kicking off. Now, when is how long is it going to run for? Is it do we know the
so
the run?
Basically how it's working is this is the very first show at La Chocita del Oro en Gran Vía in English.
Okay.
So it's a trial. So they're going to see how Monday, October 14th goes. Everything goes good. Then we'll get another spot in November. Everything goes good. Then we'll get two in December. And we're working towards a weekly show. But first they want to see, you know, it's new territory for them.
Mm-hmm.
They want to see how it's going to work.
Yeah, test the waters.
Yeah, test it out. But we're really confident. We got some pretty good reviews when we did the show in Canada. So we're pretty confident that it's going to have a run.
Right.
And another thing that's really great about it is that we get different comedians to open the show. So we have Spanish.
So open is like said telonero, right?
Yeah. To warm up the audience for 5 minutes. So it's an opportunity for other Spanish comedians and even English speaking comedians too. To do their sets in English on Gran Vía. So we want to, like, get more people involved.
Yeah, this is cool.
Yeah.
Great.
Establecernos, es que no sé la palabra.
To get established, to make a name for ourselves. And,
and
also get, like you said, get other people interested in comedy and comedy in English. And
as I said,
this is something that 10 years ago in Madrid, you couldn't find these kind of options.
And great sites in Madrid where the people go to see comedy in English.
Sure.
Yeah, so we're hoping that this is going to open doors, not just for us, but start creating some movement in Madrid and getting more things happening in English.
Sure,
I mean,
sure.
There's improv groups, there's stand-up groups, there's lots out there, and we just need to, you know, make some noise.
Make some noise! Put your motherfucking hands up! Oh, sorry, you didn't mean it that way.
but I won't be famous in Madrid. I won... famous in Europe.
In Europe.
Well, English is the key. Pues la clave es el
in
inglés.
The world.
Well.
The key there is English. Porque si te vas con
people.
Because that's the thing. If you got, I think, English and Spanish, you can work your way around the Americas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Except for Brazil, you can literally tour the Americas.
Yeah.
You know, from North America, Canada, United States, down to Central, down to South America.
Yeah, if you speak English and Spanish, you can communicate with
most of Europe, almost all of the Americas.
Mm-hmm.
So you can bring your comedy everywhere. It becomes more universal by doing it in English and in Spanish mixed because, well, that's how, you know, when I always say it, I don't speak French at all, but I know one sentence when I go to France. And it's, pardon, monsieur, madame, whatever.
Yeah.
Parlez-vous anglais ou espagnol? Ah, oui, anglais. Oh, thank you so much. Sorry I don't speak French. But I offer them two languages.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I never get to look.
Yeah. Now, Alberto, have you done stand-up?
No, you know something? I've done live shows with comedy in them that I've written and created, but I've never gone and done like a 10-minute routine or anything, but
all right. I think it's time to prepare one.
I
no,
think
you
so.
Want to open the
you
show?
Know, I've always been curious about doing it and stuff. And I've got material just with my family. I mean, I just tell you stories about my dad metiendo la pata en el inglés. Well, we can be there for hours, you know. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm not gonna say I won't do it because I've always been curious. But I've done a lot of stage stuff, obviously, as, but I imagine it's, what's it like? I mean, how would you explain to somebody, what doing stand-up is like? Because I imagine you have like a script, or not a script, but like an order. But then do you improvise? I mean, tell us a little bit about how you do stand-up comedy, because I think a lot of people don't know how it's done.
Yeah, interesting enough, we were at a show on the weekend, and the comedian said, you know, someone asked me after the show, like, oh, was that improvised? He's like, yeah, it was all improvised. Come to my next show. It might be improvised in the same way, you know? it's rehearsed, absolutely. But then there's
ensayado.
Yeah. But then there's also in-the-moment experiences that are happening. When you're interacting with the audience, you get comedy happening in the moment that's never gonna repeat in the same way. So it's a bit of both.
It reminds me, I used to do a dinner theater where I would get married. It was a wedding, and the people would come have dinner and have a comedy show.
Yeah.
And it was scripted. There were certain, you know, the ceremony, the dances. I mean, there was choreography. It was like I got married every weekend, by the way.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something. Even though it was scripted, we never had the same show twice.
Right.
Because it was a different audience.
Mm-hmm.
Público diferente.
Yeah.
A different place. Different, you know, so everything would, you know, if we were playing in New Jersey, we would make jokes.
Yeah.
About New Jersey, if we were in New York, you know. So it was cool because even in scripted theater, you know, La Ratonera, The Mousetrap, Agatha Christie, they never have the same show twice. That's the beauty of theater.
Yeah.
Even if you do, you're never going to have the same exact copy of one show.
And I always say the most important part of the show is the audience. Because the more energy you get from the audience, the more you're performing.
Sure.
And then you can do more improv and get more in-the-moment comedy.
Synergy. And if they give it to you, you give it back to them. And it's this ball of energy.
When we do a training in home on the other side, I always say, I am tired.
You have your life. La vida.
Yeah.
Rehearsing's boring sometimes.
Right.
Because there's no audience.
Sure.
But when I do with the people, with my family, that everybody don't understand English, but we do with my family, it's different. The energy, the acting, my family, that, for example, my uncle never learned English in his life.
Right.
And understand the idea of the sketch.
Oh, okay, cool.
Don't understand the language, but say, this is the girlfriend of this guy, and find out this bro in the town.
Right, he's able to follow.
Yeah.
To follow along. Yeah. So guys, it sounds like a great initiative. If we want more stuff like this, what we need to do is make sure we support stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
So first thing you guys can do, which is totally free, is you can go follow them. It's TYF Comedy.
Yeah.
And this way you can find out about this gig and other upcoming gigs and all kinds of different things. Let me ask you this. How much is can we give that information? Or how much
the price of tickets? Yeah. So the prices range on Atropolo between 13 euros and 16 euros.
Okay.
So there's a certain amount. I don't know what amount that is that sell for 13. So there's still some tickets for 13 available. And then if you go with a group of 12 or more, then you can get tickets for 11 euros.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but that you need to do at La Chocita.
At the door,
At the door, but in advance. So
you got to let them know. So for big groups, you get a discount as well. But still, I think it's reasonable. It's not expensive.
Yeah, the most expensive is 16 euros. So.
16 euros for an evening of comedy.
Yeah.
How long does the show last, more roughly?
It's 90 minutes.
90 minutes, which is good.
Yeah.
For restless people like me.
Yeah, so 8:30, we're out of there at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
And there's an intermission as well.
In the middle.
Intermission,
An intermission, intermedio, right? You guys say an intermission, which is perfect because if you wrap up, es otra forma de decir acabar, if you guys wrap up at 10, you get perfect time for dinner in the center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Es la hora perfecta para cenar por el centro, you know?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Give Monday some love, you know? Like, Monday's the new Friday.
Monday's the best day if you don't want a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to go to a restaurant and not get a table, go on a Saturday.
Yeah.
If you want to go to a restaurant and get a table, go on a Monday.
Yeah.
You know? You got to break the mold there. You got to go against the flow. Right?
Yeah.
Guys, it's a great initiative. It's called TY. F comedy, and they've got the show coming up this coming Monday at one of the most famous stand-up comedy places in Spain, in Madrid, in Spain. And you said I might be opening up. No, I can't. Not this time. Not this time. But I will in the future. I'm going to take you up on that offer because a few other people have told me to.
Yeah, why
dude,
not?
You're a performer. You know what you're doing. You just got to come up with some good material and work on it and just launch it at them, you know?
I can tell you have great stage presence. Like you have that, in Spanish it's, is it chispa or?
Chispa, a spark.
Spark, yeah, like, I'll have that.
Well, I got to tell you something. A lot of times when I'm with like two or three people, I don't know what to do. You know what I mean? Like I'm just like, so, how are you guys? Good, you know? But when I have an audience, I know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
When I have a camera or a microphone, I know what to do and I know what to say for some reason. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. But sometimes, like in a one-on-one situation, I'm like, so, how are you? You know, it's weird.
Yeah, I've gone to do shows in the past and there's 10 people and I'm like, oh, I'm so nervous. If there's 500 people, I'm not nervous.
Yeah,
if there's 10, I'm very nervous.
Yeah, because 500 is just a big mass of people and you're like, wow, I'm playing to a crowd.
Like, give me your energy.
Right, right. interpretation teacher told me one time, the audience give you wins.
Wins?
Yeah.
Like Red Bull.
Como Red Bull.
Yeah. The audience gives you wings. Well, hey, it's true.
And when the audience laughs, you, fly.
Yeah. High. Once you're like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah. And I like too, I imagine this happens. There are moments that you think are really funny, mm-hmm. and then the audience is quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And there are moments where you say, it's not very funny, and they love it.
Yeah, it's like, that wasn't
like,
even a joke.
Le han cantado, so okay.
Well, but is it different with a professional or no? When you are professional, when the audience is quiet, you continue trying and trying and trying.
Right, right. You got it. Sure.
Until you win.
Yeah.
So let me ask you guys this. This is a good question, too. Some of your influences, some stand-up comedians that you guys look up to?
I don't know. I see tantos.
So many.
So many mm-hmm. comedians that I don't know. But finally, you as a mix of all people and a mix of you also.
Right, right.
I have to say a lot of my influencers come from Saturday Night Live, so they're not necessarily stand-up comedians,
right?
But the actors, yeah, exactly. Mm. So like Kate McKinnon, Will Ferrell,
love her.
Kristen Wiig, like I love their comedy and I love their expression, and so I really pull on that for stand-up.
Right,
you know, like it really helps serve me when I'm on stage to
thinking of these people. Well, that's why I ask, because I mean, whether you know it or not, we're all influenced.
Yeah.
In fact, I remember a radio DJ here in Spain who came to my show and he said, your show is influenced by the Z Morning Zoo on Z100. And I said, I forgot about that.
Oh.
I used to listen to a show every morning. Ladies and gentlemen. And I'm like, fuck. Like he's a ya veo donde has pillado tu, and I'm like, sin querer. Without, you know, it wasn't like I'm gonna do a show similar to the Zimo El Zoo de la Mañana.
Mm. Yeah.
And here it is. Yep. I listened to it the other day and I said, okay. But subconsciously I just took that energy, whatever it is, that feeling, like you said, that you get from these performers. What I love about this Saturday Night Live people is they're writers.
Yeah.
They're performers. They're multi-talented.
Yeah. And they do the personalities. Like, I would really like to be able to imitate people. I can't. Do you do imitations?
Yeah, I can imitate some accents, some face. Yeah, sure.
Can you, Fernando?
I try, but I don't know.
I'm trying to think, because now on the spot, I'm trying to think, who do I imitate? Like, I can imitate my father, obviously, but he's not famous, you know?
Right.
But I remember I used to imitate people from time to time. Yeah, I mean, that's I think how it all starts.
Yeah.
You start imitating your parents, you know? Hello, hello. Oh, okay. This guy, you know, whoa. You start, you're like a parrot. Hablando del loro. You're like a parrot. You repeat what you hear.
Yeah.
And so Gran Via, a great place to go see comedy. The place is Chocita.
La Chocita del Loro.
Explain this. ¿Qué es una Chocita? I don't know what that is.
A house in the mound.
Ah, ¿ves? He visto el nombre mil veces.
A choza, but Chocita is
like a little one. Yeah. Ah, okay.
Is it a birdhouse?
Cabaña.
Like a cabana. Like a cabana or like a shack in the mountain. Like a little... Okay, see, guys, you learn something new every day. All right, well, guys, we have to listen to this Say What soundbite again, the mystery person who's speaking. I think it's pretty easy. What do you think, Trish? Like, what he's saying is pretty... clear.
Yeah, I mean, I had a sneak peek of who it is, but I would have caught it. I would have caught it.
And, I mean, he's not saying anything that sounds confusing, you know, because the other day we had Ozzy Osbourne. Oh, yeah, there's crab in the garden. There's just shitting right, Sharon. And I was like, guys, I had to listen to it 20 times myself to write it down.
Right. Oh, you mean what he's saying? I thought you were asking me, guessing who it was.
No, yeah, more about the clarity. I mean, you think.
It's very clear.
People should be able to write it down.
I think
no
so.
Problem, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Nacho, let's hear the Say What soundbite for the second time. Guys, grab a pen and grab a piece of paper and write this down.
Blondes, brunettes, redheads, girls in tank tops. But if you really hate that color, I have a friend who does hair and he owes me a favor.
Can you sound cooler than that? Is it possible?
So.
I mean, maybe Nacho, but now Nacho, we just found out Nacho looks like a stand-up comedian. Or that's what Fernando told us. ¿Cómo se llama? ¿Lo has mirado?
Luismi.
Let's be honest. Sí, Luis. Well, that's a good thing. Nos vamos luego de cañas. Y te presento, digo, my friend, the comedian, Luis Me. Oh, man. I saw that. Did you see that recently with, there was a guy, I don't know if you saw this video. He was a spitting image, which means he identical, of the Liverpool coach. ¿Cómo se llama? Jurgen Klopp. And he was a guy, he looked exactly like him.
Mm.
And he was walking around the streets, and they wouldn't leave him alone. And he's like they were, like, hugging him, photos, and he's like, I'm not him. So it must be hard to look like somebody who's really famous.
Imagine.
Some people say me that I am similar to Cecilia Freire. Do you search?
Cecilia Freire. Do you know who that is?
Freire.
Hoy es Friday.
Freire.
No, Nacho dice que no lo mete. Me estoy viéndole la cara ahí.
He's
no
a
sé.
Famous actress in Spanish.
Do you have a doppelganger? Or anybody that they say you look like?
No, but when I was younger, I had some people tell me I look like Kimmy Gibbler from Full House.
Kimmy Gibbler from Full House? Ah! I knew I recognized that name. I don't think I look like anybody, really. I'm trying to think.
Not off the top of my head.
I mean, maybe there's somebody out there that has like a similar face, but nobody's famous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, we call this, we use the German word, a doppelganger.
Yeah, I use that too.
Right? Somebody's, ¿te sabías esta palabra alemana que usamos en inglés como kindergarten? It's doppelganger. Suena como una enfermedad. You have a doppelganger. Doppelganger es tu igual. Uno que es idéntico a ti.
Doppelganger?
Doppelganger.
Doppelganger.
Esto le puedes llamar a gente, parece un insulto. Don't be a doppelganger. No seas un doppelganger.
Your mother.
Your mother's a doppelganger to somebody. And so you told me, but where did you guys meet exactly then? You met?
In stand-up. So I was running Stand-Up Yours.
Okay, right.
Which is open mic. Mm-hmm. I've been doing that for the last few years with a couple of comedian friends. And he reached out because he wanted to practice his set. He was going on vacation to New York for 5 days.
Right.
Yeah. So he wanted to practice his set. Yeah. And so he was memorizing his sets in English. And through memorizing his sets in English, he's learning English.
Sure, sure.
Through comedy, which he loves. So, I mean, it's not painful.
I tell my students, too, you like music, learn English through music.
Yeah.
You like comedy, learn English watching comedy.
Yeah.
And then I invited her come to my show in Spanish, and she saw that I am a good comedian.
She saw that you're legit. She's like, he's not making it up. He's a comedian.
Because he's been doing comedy for 15 years.
Wow, 15 years in Spanish, obviously. Yeah. So now he said, I want a new challenge. Quiero un nuevo reto.
Yeah, it's another form to... En lugar de you weigh more longer, more wide.
Right. Sure, well, you have more... that's the thing. It may take longer because you're not studying the grammar and all that stuff, but, well, you're studying what you like and you're interested.
Yeah.
As you said, if you're interested in what you're looking at, you know, for example, if you show me something about aviation and it's in French, I'll try and understand it. Why? Because I like aviation. So
It's actually a real asset to the team, because I think that a lot of people sometimes get scared to go to English shows because the word they won't understand. And I think Fernando's very easy to understand.
You're not going
to
say the word doppelganger? Ni nada de eso, no?
No.
You never know.
If I say, doppelganger, and all everybody understands.
Oh, man. So, all right. Well, guys, the show is kicking off this Monday. You can get tickets now. As I said, it's on Gran Vía 70, La Chocita, que ya sé lo que es, de hecho, del Loro, the Parrot's Shack. And it's going on at 8:30 p.m. October 14th, I say the year just in case because they repeat it, October 14th, 2019. Guys, don't miss it. Trisha, Fernando, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and best of luck to you.
Yeah, we'll see you in Hollywood.
Okay. All right. Guys, we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more Show With No Name 2.0. So, stick around.
En 3 meses puedes hacer muchas cosas. Puedes ahorrar para irte de viaje a Japón.
55, 56, 57. Alberto, ¿me dejas 23 céntimos para una caña?
O también puedes hacer un curso trimestral en Baugan. En solo 3 meses verás cómo tu inglés da un importante salto de calidad. Si necesitas mejorar tu inglés sin perder el tiempo, con un método que realmente funciona, hazte con uno de nuestros cursos trimestrales. La matrícula ya está abierta. Infórmate sin compromiso en el 91-133-5833 o en grupobaugan.com.
Are you a Vaughn Radio listener, but maybe you've never had the full Vaughn Classroom experience? If you're interested in trying the Vaughn Classroom experience, I would recommend an intensive course. We have 3-month intensive courses in groups, of course, at Vaughn, and you can find out all the information about these courses with pricing, times, and more by calling 91-133-5833. You can also get more information at grupovaughan.com, grupovaughan.com. Yes, and you can build groups with your friends. Bring your friends, bring your family, bring your neighbor, bring whoever you want, and you can form groups and have an authentic Vaughn experience with an excellent, excellent Vaughn teacher trained in implementing the Vaughn method in a small group where the classes are dynamic and didactic and ideal for helping you get that initial push with your English with a true Vaughn experience. I encourage you to inquire about intensives. These are the 3-month trimestrales, as we say, the 3-month intensives. So give us a call at Vaughn.
En 3 meses puedes hacer muchas cosas. Puedes ponerte cachas en el gimnasio.
Hola, guapa.
Ig, te has pasado un poco, ¿no?
O también puedes hacer un curso trimestral en Vaughan. En solo 3 meses verás cómo tu inglés da un importante salto de calidad. Si necesitas mejorar tu inglés sin perder el tiempo, con un método que realmente funciona, hazte con uno de nuestros cursos trimestrales. La matrícula ya está abierta. Infórmate sin compromiso en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
People think that advancing with English is to progressively move into less explored territory of the language, into the structures, vocabulary, and expressions that supposedly make up advanced English. This is wrong. To progress or to advance with English is almost the opposite. It is to continue consolidating absolute agility with the most basic structures. Structures that are seemingly simple, but that make up 90% of everything we say on a daily basis, even in demanding communication environments. We use more advanced forms and structures once or twice a day. However, we use basic structures 4 times a minute. Mastery of any art starts with a mastery of the fundamentals. Without a good solid foundation, you will never build a skyscraper with your English. Here in Vaughan, we will help you build a solid foundation. And then together, we will move forward with that skyscraper.